Lesson 2. Who is God? Question 1. Why should we worship God? The true God is the creator of all things. He had no beginning and will never have an end. He is the source of the good news found in the Bible. Since God gave us life, we should worship only Him.
Revelation 4:11 reads, "You are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will they came into existence and were created."
Question 2. What is God like? No human has ever seen God because He is a spirit, which means that He is a higher form of life than the physical creatures who live on earth. Nevertheless, we can discern God's personality from the things He has made. For instance, the variety of fruits and flowers tells us of His love and wisdom. The size of the universe tells us of His power.
Romans 1:20 reads, "For His invisible qualities are clearly seen from the world's creation onward, because they are perceived by the things made, even His eternal power and Godship, so that they are inexcusable."
We can learn even more about God's personality by reading the Bible. For example, it tells us what God likes and what He does not like, how He treats people, and how He reacts in different situations.
Psalm 103:7 through 10 reads, "He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the sons of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and abundant in loyal love. He will not always find fault, nor will He stay resentful forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has He repaid us what our errors deserve."
Question 3. Does God have a name? Jesus said, "Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified." Matthew 6:9. Although God has many titles, He has only one name. In each language, it is pronounced differently. In English, it is usually pronounced Jehovah, but some people pronounce it Yahweh.
Psalm 83:18 reads, "May people know that You, whose name is Jehovah, You alone are the Most High over all the earth."
God's name has been taken out of many Bibles and replaced with the titles Lord or God. But when the Bible was written, it contained God's name some 7,000 times. Jesus made God's name known when He taught people about God.
John 17:26 reads, "I have made Your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which You loved Me may be in them, and I in union with them."
Question 4. Does Jehovah care about us? Does widespread suffering mean that Jehovah is a God who does not care about us? Some people claim that He makes us suffer to test us, but this is not true.
James 1:13 reads, "When under trial, let no one say, 'I am being tried by God,' for with evil things God cannot be tried, nor does He Himself try anyone."
God has granted man the dignity of free will. Do we not appreciate our freedom to choose to serve God? But many choose to do bad things to others, so suffering abounds. It saddens Jehovah to see such injustice.
Genesis 6:5 and 6 reads, "Consequently, Jehovah saw that man's wickedness was great on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only bad all the time. Jehovah regretted that He had made men on the earth, and His heart was saddened."
Jehovah is a God who cares about us. He wants us to enjoy life. Soon he will eliminate suffering in those who cause it. Meanwhile, he has good reason to allow suffering for a limited time. In Lesson 8, we will learn what that reason is.
2 Peter 2:9 reads, "So then, Jehovah knows how to rescue people of godly devotion out of trial, but to reserve unrighteous people to be destroyed on the day of judgment." Chapter 3, verse 7 reads, "But by the same word, the heavens and the earth that now exist are reserved for fire and are being kept until the day of judgment and of destruction of the ungodly people." Verse 13 reads, "But there are new heavens and a new earth that we are awaiting according to His promise, and in these righteousness is to dwell."
Question 5. How can we draw closer to God? Jehovah invites us to draw close to Him by speaking to Him in prayer. He is interested in us individually. He is willing to forgive. He recognizes our efforts to please Him, even if we sometimes fail. So despite our imperfection, we really can enjoy a close relationship with God.
Psalm 103:12 through 14 reads, "As far off as the sunrise is from the sunset, so far off from us He has put our transgressions. As a father shows mercy to his sons, Jehovah has shown mercy to those who fear Him. For He well knows how we are formed, remembering that we are dust." James 4:8 reads, "Draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you indecisive ones."
Since Jehovah has given us life, we should love Him more than we love anyone else. As you express your love for God by learning more about Him and doing as He asks, you will draw ever closer to Him.
1 Timothy 2:4 reads, "Whose will is that all sorts of people should be saved and come to an accurate knowledge of truth?" 1 John 5:3 reads, "For this is what the love of God means, that we observe His commandments, and yet His commandments are not burdensome."